New York Democrat Suozzi appointed to House committee focused on China challenges. Representative Tom Suozzi has been named to a House panel focusing on building bipartisan consensus to address threats posed by the Chinese Communist Party. In a June 8 statement, Suozzi said it was a great honor to be appointed by House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries to fill the seat on the Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party vacated by former House lawmaker Mikey Sherrill, who is now New Jersey governor. "We must recognize that we are in a strategic competition with the Chinese Communist Party," Suozzi said. "This competition affects our economy, our national security, and our geopolitical standing in the world." The Select Committee was established in January 2023, when the House passed a resolution creating the panel. The House voted to renew the panel for the current Congress in January 2025. The panel has published numerous reports addressing challenges posed by the CCP. For example, a 2026 report discussed how China was advancing its vision and political agenda at the United Nations. A 2025 report offered policy recommendations on building Taiwan's deterrence against China. A 2024 report pointed out that Beijing was directly subsidizing the manufacture of illegal opioid analogs. And a 2023 report urged the U.S. government to break its economic ties with Beijing. In January, Jeffries named Representative Ro Khanna to be the new ranking member of the panel, replacing Representative Raja Krishnamurti. Jeffries announced Suozzi's appointment in a statement on June 5. Throughout his entire career, Congressman Suozzi has been an incredible advocate for a principled foreign policy that improves our international competitiveness, advances our economic growth, and protects America's national security, Jeffries said in a statement at the time. Jeffries said Suozzi has championed the fight against human rights abuses carried out by the CCP through his roles on the Congressional Uyghur Caucus and the Congressional Executive Commission on China, a bipartisan body that focuses on monitoring China's human rights. "Suozzi will be an important and strong voice for American values on the Select Committee," Jeffries added. In May, President Donald Trump met with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Beijing. Before the Trump-Xi summit, the House passed a resolution by a 414-0 vote urging Trump to confront Xi on political prisoners held in the state custody of China. Before the vote, Suozzi spoke on the House floor in support of the resolution, urging the CCP to release Dr. Gulshan Abbas, Pastor Gene Mingrey, and Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Jimmy Lai. "Pastor Gene Mingrey, a man of tremendous faith, who was imprisoned for the crime of leading a powerful Christian movement in Beijing. He and other Christian leaders in China are the victims of the Chinese Communist Party's war on faith," Suozzi said at the time. Gene, founder of a house church known as Zion Church, was detained in October 2025 at his home as part of a broader operation by Chinese authorities that also led to the detention of nearly 30 pastors and church members. Suozzi was one of the original co-sponsors of a 2025 bipartisan resolution commemorating Lai's 78th birthday and his activism. Lai, founder of the now-defunct pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily, was sentenced in February to 20 years in prison under Hong Kong's national security law. Suozzi also co-led the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act, which was signed into law by then-President Joe Biden in December 2021. In December 2020, Suozzi was the lead Democrat in introducing the Stop Forced Organ Harvesting Act to tackle China's state-sanctioned practice of harvesting organs from prisoners of conscience such as practitioners of Falun Gong. For years, the Chinese Communist Party has continued to take advantage of prisoners, members of ethnic minority, and religious groups, Suozzi said in a statement at the time. "Members of the Chinese Communist Party must be held accountable for these unspeakable actions. Organ harvesting has no place in our world." Suozzi, who represents New York's 3rd Congressional District, currently serves on the House Committee on Ways and Means.